Remember that feeling, booting up your computer as a kid, that CD-ROM drive whirring away, and suddenly, bam, you're in a whole other world.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we're about to do that again today, but this time, it's with tech that's straight out of science fiction. You guys sent us a ton of articles about the Seventh Guest VR, and let me tell you, this is more than just some nostalgia trip. Expert speaker, you ready to break this down? How's this game bridging the gap between, like, the history of storytelling and whatever crazy future we're headed to?
I am so ready. It's wild how they took something familiar and made it feel totally new again.
Right. For those who might have missed out on the 90s gaming scene, the original Seventh Guest, that was a phenomenon. I mean, CD-ROMs were the hot new thing, and this game really showed off what they could do.
Oh, for sure.
What was it about this game, expert speaker, that made it such a big deal?
Well, the tech was a game changer. No pun intended. I mean, it was one of the first to really use the CD-ROM to its full potential. Suddenly, we're talking about graphics and sound that were light years beyond anything you could do with those old floppy disks. You really felt like you were stepping into another world.
And that world was a creepy mansion, you know, classic haunted house vibes. You're trapped there with all these other guests, all connected to this mysterious toy maker, Henry Stoff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the setting, right? It was how the story was woven into these puzzles you had to solve. Expert speaker back then, was the storytelling as important as all the fancy tech?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The 90s saw this huge wave of games that put story and atmosphere first. And the Seventh Guest, it was a perfect example. It wasn't about racking up points. It was about getting lost in the story, even if it was a little cheesy sometimes.
And now, they're bringing that story into the future. The Seventh Guest VR. And they didn't just slap a VR headset on you and call it a day. This is where it gets really cool. They're using something called volumetric video to bring the characters to life. Instead of just flat animations, it's like they film the actors and then boom, drop them right into the virtual mansion as 3D beings. How does that even work, expert speaker? It sounds like something straight out of, like, Star Trek.
It really is incredible when you think about it. Imagine you're filming an actor,
right?
But you've got cameras surrounding them, 360 degrees, capturing every single angle, all those tiny details, everything in three dimensions.
Wow.
And that data, it gets processed and built into a virtual 3D model.
Mm.
And then in the VR world, you can view that model from any perspective.
So it's not like watching a character on a screen. It's like they're actually there in the room with you.
Exactly. It's this whole other level of presence.
One of the articles described it like having a football player just walk right out of your TV.
That's it. Now, we're not quite at holodeck level yet.
Right, right.
But volumetric video is a massive step in that direction.
Yeah.
There's still a ways to go with the tech, but man, the potential.
It's mind-blowing. And the article even talked about being able to walk around the characters, get closer to the action. Like, you're not just playing the game, you're in it.
The whole different ballgame.
And that's where it gets interesting. And not just for gaming. The article is making this point about volumetric video changing, like the entire landscape of acting itself.
Yeah.
How we experience performances, how actors work, everything. What do you think? Could this tech actually replace traditional acting, or is it something totally different?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what even IS acting in this brave new world, right?
Totally. It's not just about fancy graphics anymore. This article is saying volumetric video could completely change the game for actors, how we see a performance, how actors approach their roles, the whole thing. What are your thoughts on that? Could this actually replace traditional acting, or is this a totally different animal?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's sparking a lot of debate. On the one hand, you have this level of realism and immersion that traditional acting just can't touch. Every little expression, every nuance, it's right there in your face. You don't get that from a flat screen.
It's like the difference between watching, like, a filmed play and being in the theater. You can feel that energy in the room.
Exactly. And it opens up all these crazy creative doors. Imagine a VR experience where the director can actually direct your gaze. They can make sure you catch those little details in a performance that you might miss otherwise.
Whoa. So it's like the director's right there with you whispering, pay attention to this. I kind of love it.
Right. But then there's the flip side. Some argue that volumetric video loses some of the magic of a live performance, that raw human element, the interpretation the viewer brings to it.
It's like that old debate about books versus movies. A book lets you create your own picture, and the movie gives you one fixed vision.
Exactly. So is volumetric video replacing traditional acting, or is it a whole new art form altogether? It's probably a bit of both. It's going to change how we think about acting, for sure, especially when it comes to these immersive experiences, but nothing's going to replace the art of a live performance.
like comparing photography to painting, both capturing a moment, but in totally different ways. But let's get back to the seventh guest. This article talked about a scene on a staircase, two characters having this really tense argument, and how being in VR just takes it to another level. It seemed like they were using the technology not just to make it look real, but to tell the story better. Have you seen other examples of volumetric video being used that way?
We're definitely seeing more of it. The article mentioned that documentary On the Morning You Wake.
Hmm.
They used volumetric video really effectively there. But the seventh guest, they're going all in. Pushing the boundaries. It's not just showing you a 3D model. It's putting you right there in the middle of the action.
And it sounds like it's got some real emotional weight to it. The article really emphasized the impact of that staircase scene. You're not just watching. You're right there. Makes me even more curious to try it myself. Thinking beyond gaming, though, where else could this go? This feels like it has endless possibilities.
That's what's so exciting. What if you could have a front row seat at some historical event? Or experience a concert from the perspective of the lead singer. The possibilities for education and entertainment, they're pretty much limitless. Imagine museums where you can interact with, like, historical figures, or virtual travel experiences that feel totally real.
Oh, man. Imagine touring ancient Rome with a holographic tour guide who looked so real you could reach out and touch them. Talk about immersive learning.
Exactly. And it's not just fun and games. Imagine the potential for things like therapy. What if you could feel like your therapist is right there with you, even if they're miles away? That kind of access could be huge.
It's like we're breaking down the wall between the real world and the digital world, you know? We've talked about games, documentaries, even therapy. Where else could this go? What should people be looking out for in this world of entertainment? It's always changing.
Honestly, I think we're just scratching the surface here. Volumetric video. It's still kind of niche, but look at how fast VR and AR took off.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was everywhere in a few years.
Okay, I gotta ask, are we talking about, like, a future where we're all hanging out with holographic friends in our living rooms? Is that where this is going?
It's not as crazy as it sounds. Think about it. Attending a concert with friends across the world, all experiencing it together, like you're right there, through volumetric video. Or family, you know, who live far apart, sharing a meal, feeling like they're actually in the same room.
Wow. That's some seriously cool stuff. And this whole time we've been talking about the future, but it's like volumetric video. It's blurring the lines between now and the past, too.
Yeah.
We've got this classic game, totally reimagined with this cutting edge tech. It's like things are coming full circle.
It's the best of both worlds. Nostalgia and like pure innovation. The seventh guest VR. It's not just a game. It's a window into what storytelling could be. And it reminds us that no matter how much tech changes a good story, that never gets old.
So it's not just about the tech itself, it's about what you can do with it, the feeling it gives you. And volumetric video sounds like it's taking that to a whole other level. It's been awesome. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just this. Keep your eyes open. Watch how this new way of telling stories evolves. Like any powerful tool, it's up to us, you know? How we use it, what kind of impact it has.
It's an amazing time to love stories, however they're told, and who knows what kind of amazing things are coming next. This is one deep dive I won't forget for sure.